USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says state officials are searching the world for medical supplies as coronavirus cases soar above 10,000 in that state. New York is reviewing four possible locations for temporary hospitals. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is taking a stand.
You can still take a walk outside, go buy groceries, or get takeout from a local restaurant you want to support. But if you do, continue to practice social distancing. But otherwise, we need you to stay at home.
President Trump says he's glad to see that Congress is making progress on a bill to help the stalled economy.
I think the Democrats and the Republicans are going to come up with a package that's going to be really something very special. It's going to help people. This is the first time there's ever been a case where you want people not to work. It's always, you know, you want to create incentive to work.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
USA Radio's John Hunt has some good news.
With outbreak-related layoffs expected to surge, at least two major retailers are hiring in a big way. Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, said it plans to hire over 150,000 hourly workers for its stores and distribution centers throughout the end of May as online orders surge with households stocking up. The jobs are temporary, but many will become permanent. Amazon this week said it would hire at least 100,000 new people across the U.S. to keep up with its crush of order hires. The Target Corporation said it will give a $2 an hour wage increase to its 300,000-plus workers who have been scrambling to help their customers. The pay bump will be effective at least through May 2nd. It's also begun offering workers who are pregnant, 65 and older, and who have underlying health risks access to paid leaves for up to 30 days. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China has sent out a list of ways you can combat the coronavirus. Here is a translation.
Number one, drink lots of hot liquids and try to avoid eating and drinking cold things. Number two, gargle with an antiseptic in warm water every day if possible. Number three, the virus attaches itself to hair and clothes. Any detergent or soap kills it. But you must take a bath or a shower when you get in from the street. Number four, wash metallic surfaces very carefully because the virus can remain viable on these for up to 9 days. Number five, don't smoke. Number six, wash your hands every 20 minutes using any soap that foams. Number seven, eat fruits and vegetables. Try to elevate your zinc levels, not just your vitamin C levels. Number 8. Animals do not spread the virus to people. Number 9. Try to avoid getting the common flu. And number 10. If you feel any discomfort in your throat or a sore throat coming on, attack it immediately using the above methods. The virus enters the system this way and remains for 3 or 4 days within the throat before it passes into the lungs.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.